We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis, and we are starting 5 lines from the top of Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis. Omar Rav Kahana, Medivrei Kulam Nilmad, Noisin Tam Lefgam is Mutter. From all these different Mandiyomrim, you have to go through them, they all hold this Tam Lefgam Mutter, which is really our Mishnah. So it's not such a big deal to us, but it means to say like this. We have Rehuda Mashmur says Hachi Hilchasa before. We have Rehuda Mashmur says Lo Yishon Hashnaf Asach Rishim Reischim Not Tzoynidim. We have the next Gemara that Rabbi Chana Reichim says the same thing. And then we have a story with Rash Lakish. It says Noistam Afkam Sha'omru Lo Yishyom Gder Zuchsera Melach. Then we have Revoam Rav Yechidon. They all hold Noistam Afkam is Mutter. They're all different qualifications. They all say Noistam Afkam Mutter. Mekulam Nilmad Noistam Afkam Mutter. Like Rashi has Rav Yehuda, Rav Achana, Rav Dimi, Rav Shlokas, Rav Avo. Everyone holds, Rav Avo is Hashem, Rav Yechiram. Everyone holds, Nois Tam Fakam is Mutter. Omalei Abaya, you know, I agree to you almost completely. Bishlam Makulu Lachya. You're right, all those. Elder Rav Shlokas, he didn't say that he holds like that. Omru Ka'amar, Beleilei Svirilei. If you look at these words, he says, Nois Tam Fakam Sha'omru, Loi Shirem, Gdeiru Zuchsei Melech, Sha'omru. He didn't say, I hold like that. He said, well, you said. So therefore, a shlok is not a raya what he holds. But the Gemara says, if he's saying it's like a big deal, who holds like this? Machlal the ikan l'mandiyom is tam afkam aser. There must be the izman diyom holds nois the tam afkam is aser. So the Gemara in yes, there is a man diyom out there who holds that even when it makes a pogrom, it's aser. In by time with the brayso, echan nois tam afkam ve'echan nois tam shvach aser. The Rebbe that side of man diyom are. That the echad nois tam afkam, say if it gives a time of gam, say if it gives time of shvach, the loch is that it's also the Rameyer. So you have a sheet of Rameyer that holds that even nois tam afkam is also. Rav Shemraim l'shvach also afkam is mutter. So what's the bia machlekes? So we have a klar. There's a man diyama holds that nois tam afkam is also even when it does not give good taste. If issa falls in, there's no shishim. The loch is also even gives a bad taste. What's pshat? My time the Rameyer. Gama meguli avirchavim. Guli avirchavim is. A parasha in the Torah, in parashas Matos, where it says there, go fight the Midyanim, and it says when you take the kalim of the Midyanim, you have to kasher them. Kodavash yava be'esh, you bring be'esh, and it says all different things. You have to do hagalah, you have to do libun on the kalim. Now, what's the problem? L'chayra, those tam is begam because it goes into the kalim, it comes out into your food, it doesn't taste good. So Chayr is Nois Tam Afkam. It's still Torah saying you have to kasher it. So vice dois that Nois Tam Afkam is also. My time, there are many. When Gomam Guli Avichavim, Guli Avichavim, Lav Nois Tam Afkam, is Nois Tam Afkam, one of them, what Torah says is also. Hachinam Miloy Shno. Here also, Nois Tam Afkam is also. You see over there, you have to worry about Blias. Blias in a pot don't taste good in your food. Your food ever tastes good because of the Blias? So it doesn't taste good. So Chayr, you see it's also. You see Nois Tam Afkam is also. So what's pshat in the olam andiyam? It's the first pasuk, no? V'idach, so Rav Shimon will say, K'rafun v'reid v'chia, D'anun v'reid v'chia, L'ay also tari l'kedera bas yoyma, the lab of gamu. And echadami, the whole ism in the Torah is dafka, k'dera bas yoyma, where it's not pogum, and which means like this, according to this mandiyam, he holds, that the first day you cook in it, tastes good. It's only the second day it doesn't taste good. Which means, fi Rashi says, it means that every night, called Tafshu Shalom, Laila Echo, Nifkam Taima of Oyvet Tirasa, which is Rashi's famous Shita, that Linas Laila already is called Nara Ben Yoimai. We Paskin, you need 24 hours for Nara Ben Yoimai, because that's Taisha Shita at the end of the Masech, or argues on Rashi. But Rashi, and I think the Shita's Rebbeinu Tam as well, that Linas Laila is sufficient. That's a big Nafkamina. A lot of Paskin use it as a Tziruv sometimes. Linas Laila. So, he says that only Osir, if it's Ben Yoyma, if it's Alina's Laila, it's not. So that's what he answers. The Idoch was Ramei, say, K'deri Bas Yoyma, Nami Efshalei Pogam Purta. Even though K'deri Bas Yoyma, it's Pogam as well. It's not good tasting. And Tosis speaks out, what's up, Shimon Hold? Look at the first line of Tosis, the Idoch. L'hochi Yolf Minei Ramei, Lesa Pogam Ba'alma. Lesa Pogam Ba'alma. Mashma, Rab Shimon, the Shari, Svili Bas Yoyma, Le Pogam Akal. He holds that Bas Yoyma is not Pogam at all. And that's Tosis first Malach and John Vaita. But in any case, we alert. What's Ramey is saying? Ramey is saying my Mekar Nois Tam Afkam is Oster is from the parasha of Geulei Nachrim of Geulei Avichavim. Rav Shimon says, no, you're right. Neis tafgam is mutter, but they were talking about Ben Yoima. Now, Stam in Baal Batish, what was the case of the clay Midian? You had a war today, and you didn't see anyone cooking today. They just killed them all. Like, where's the Ben Yoima? So the Mepharshim say that it means because they left the kids and the ladies alive from the Midianim at this point, and they could have cooked that day. They ate that day, so a lot of the kelim could have been a Ben Yoima.
Why did they have to cash
it? Why couldn't they use it? Because if they wanted to use it today, they would have to wait. They got, it happens to be just the Tasbigah, Madrabanan, it's also even in the Bayama, Madrabanan. But then they didn't have the Rabbanan. They're talking with the Rice, they could have. Echram, we're saying the Allah, if you want to use it today, you have to cash it. You didn't have to cash it. But if you want to cash, you want to do it, you have to cash it that day. If you want to use that day, you have to cash it. Now, Madrabanan, the Allah is that in Bayama is also as well, because we make Zayr in the Bayama or to Ben Yoima. Rav Shimon, my time. What's the book of Rav Shimon? Shimon says, Nois Tam Fkam is Mutter, and we already said this a bunch of times. Nois Tam Fkam is Mutter. What's Rav Shimon's Makar for this? How do you know that Nois Tam Fkam gives a bad taste, that's Mutter? Where's the Makar for that? Rav Shimon, my time. So to Gemara, the Tanya will learn to the Braisa. Or the Ksiv, Loisoich Lukon Levela, Legerash Abishirecha. The Pasuk says that you should not eat Kol nevela pasuk and parashas re'ei lo yisoich lu kol nevela legera shem shirecha titnana v'achol lo yimach lo nachri kam kosh adas ola kech lo yisoich lu kol nevela the pasuk says lo yisoich lu kol nevela legera shem shirecha titnana give it to the gera shem shirecha it means the gera toshav you give it to the gera toshav kol haru'uya legera kor nevela she'in ru'u legera kor nevela he says that only somebody's ru'u legera is kol nevela if it's not ru'uya legera if a gera can't eat it ain't a kor nevela so that's the makar for Rav Shimon so what's the pella we have to ask the pella right away. What does the Tam Fgam mean? Let's say Chaim falls to grease him. Is it edible? So we have a Rashi Amar Aleph that says clearly it's edible. The Ein Lechelas like Rashi Amar Aleph, the Ramaskal call. The Ein Lechelas, Lav Dafka. The Gim Dikimasa Porta Koriloi Lechelas. So if it's edible, so what are you talking about? What's the Raya from here? We're saying here it has to be Ein Ruila Ger. If it's not Ruila Adam, then it's Mutter. But if it's Ruila Adam, it's Asa. So one of the worlds is the Makar, the Nois Tam Fgam. It's a Pella. What's the makar to Nois Tam Fgam is mutter? Nois Tam Fgam means your chaymitz, your vinegar falls into your grease, it's mutter. We're learning up an avela. What's the makar? What's the bia adava? Zok the Ran. I'm reading from the Ran now. Aval dain tzarach liyashiv heichi gamir lom an avela. So if freik the Ran, you say this take a Ran. Venerally, emphat the Ran, the hainu taima. The mamatzinu ben avela shle osra toira elkashiru legar. What's pshat? The Torah only asks him it's really gar. You know why? If it's still edible, so if you eat it, and then you're still having hana, so he says here also, he says like this, that you're right. The thing falling into your food is still aser because it's still edible. But when it came into your food, when you eat your chalent now, are you gaining from that meat? No. Because that meat just made it taste worse. You didn't gain anything. If I had the chalent edible, you know it's edible because the chalent was edible from the first place. But the meat didn't add anything to it. I have to have ana in order to make it aser. Huh? It's this time. You can taste it. It just made it worse. It's a mistar.
No, but what you're saying now, if it doesn't add flavor.
If it doesn't have flavors, then you have a little bit of the sustenance. Because I'll explain. Look, the Ran's is a big chiddush. Zok the Ran, I won't read it inside, I'll tell you outside. Zok the Ran, but let's say you added so much iser that now it's much more, has much more calories. Remember, it's much bigger. It got much bigger, and it's so big that you're gaining more full from it. They said it'll be iser. You know why? Because you gained from it. You had enough from it. Lemaisi have enough of it. He says, "Afiza karvani loymar shem higdal iser midasah shaheta atu mashbiach yoiser kusha oichal begoyd lemidasah mashu poigim." If you figure out the amount, it doesn't taste so good. But lemaisi, I'm gaining much more. I'm eating much more. Feeding much more people, I eat much more. Right, exactly. Feeding much more people, then if I do, it'll be also, he says, because I'm having ana. It's working with ana. It's very balabatish. It's working with ana. Let's have a gam, like a gzeres kosov, he says, because the gzeres kosov is not that gam is mutter. It has to be any royal adam then. Here it's royal adam. It's only because no ana. Once there's some kind of ana, Dr. Rana Chirish Lemaisa, it'll be also. He brings down, but the Rasmus is not like that. He says, The Rajba of our Rajba hit there b'sefer Torah Sabayi Sa'aruch kol shahet the merubim in Isser, as long as the het is more than the Isser, because you have time, the imushim ha-moshah the rice of merubim batal, the imushim time, ain't kind of noise of time, kim and shu poigim. It's not kind of noise of time, it's poigim. He says, vein dayit in noich of het azu, he doesn't like it. But l'maisa, that's the yesoid of the Ran to explain pshat in the limud from in a real agar. So let's read it inside now, nochamal. So my time lo yisayich korin avela all the gars. So b'sherech called really gar korin avela. She ain't really gar in korin avela, which means it can't. It's not edible. It got spoiled. It's not edible. That's bottled the iser. So what's Ramei do with this? Ramei also says gam is mutter. What's he do? Ramei ahula muti srucha meikara. That pasuk is talking about that it was started off spoiled. It was a mukashchim mechayim. Rashi says this behem was a mukashchim mechayim. Since it was ifgema mekaidim shabala den avela, it's not chal shem avela on it. And Rav Shimon says, "Sruchim mikarla tricha." If something's spoiled in the beginning, I don't need a pas tami. It's mutam. Alo tricham yuta. Afrabalma. That's why it was afrabalma. So Rameya uses it for something that was mikara spoiled. But Rav Shimon says that's pashut. That's pashut. There's no issa on that. And the issa is teaching us that something that became srucha afterwards, becomes srucha afterwards, ain't a rugel afterwards, it'll be mutter. And through that we learn, anytime you have no anah, it's mutter. And therefore, if the mixture, something falls in the mixture and makes it pogum, the halach is be mutter. Why? Because you're not getting any anah from that mixture, from that iser, and therefore, the halach is, according to Rav Shimon, noyis atam v'gam is mutter, and according to our mayor, learns of a gulion achrim, it's aser. And again, we'll explain that machlekes. And we'll see in the next Gemara, a sugi which will change the machlekes a little bit. It could be, it won't be totally the same sukkim anymore. It could be totally in svaras. We'll see Miat Shem in tomorrow's share.